Tonight is the eve of the feast of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, Wednesday, May the 26th, in the year of our Lord, 1976. We are temporarily having the vigil on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair Grounds in Flushing, Long Island. The sky is very dark over the trees, but there is a light coming directly underneath the circuit of darkness. Directly in the middle of the circle, there is emerging a huge, stone-like dark cross. It is a cross that appears to be the type in a cemetery. Now there is a very gray mist going across the sky, and over on the left side of Our Lady's statue, high up in the sky, there's a small pinpoint of brilliant light. Now the light is opening up. I can see Our Lady now approaching. Our Lady is dressed all in a beautiful, most beautiful blue gown. It's a light blue gown. Our Lady's gown is a hue, a color that's indescribable by words. It is a pale blue, a sky blue, and Our Lady's belt about it is a deeper blue, a darker blue. Now over her head, Our Lady has a white scarf, but it's tinged in a golden border of about an inch all around the outside by Our Lady's forehead. The scarf, the mantle, comes quite forward on Our Lady's forehead, covering her hair completely. Our Lady is now placing her hand over her heart. My child, it is with deepest sorrow that I must inform our children at this time that a great trial is approaching the holy city of Rome. You must all pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your vicar. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. There are many enemies, Judases, within the ranks. Satan has entered upon those in high places. The octopus of evil, the international conspiracy of evil, has at its head a grand master. I cannot, at this time, my children, reveal in entirety the order of succession of those who seek to enslave your world. The fall of man, this destruction redemptive measure by the Eternal Father, a means, a way to separate the sheep from the goats. In the past, many have cried out, warning you of the coming of false teachers. Now you must open your eyes, come out of your slumber, and pray a constant vigilance for guidance from your Holy Spirit. The masters of deceit, they are gathering like vultures to send into motion a conspiracy of evil that has been brought about because redemption. False teachers and teachings abound in your world now. False teachers roam in my son's house. You must now, pastors, reverse your ways, for they offend the Eternal Father much. I cannot hold back the hand of my son, which grows heavy. All manners of corruption and evil abound in the hearts of many. The children are the victims of their elders. The children are fast going into darkness. All parents hold a great responsibility for the salvation of their children's souls. Do not expect the truth to be given to your children when they leave the safety of your home. Control of your earth now. He works through bodies, ovens, but these bodies are captured by Satan through sin, and they are used to enslave many. Goes downward by sin. men's homes, my children. What manner of vile evil do you as parents permit to enter your home? What manner of example as parents are you giving to your children?
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost.
Many of our children are wandering without direction, falling prey to all humanism and modernism that has darkened the soul throughout your world. Pastors, you shall be called, and shall you stand before in judgment the Eternal Father and say that your teaching has been pure in His sight? Better that you fear your God than man. Obedience is commanded by the Eternal Father for good, not for evil. Our lady now is crying. Tears are coming heavily down her face. My child, we watch and see the houses of my son crumbling, being destroyed throughout your world. Doors are closing, convents are emptying, and the dedicated are leaving and falling into all manner of sin and abominations. Who shall be in the remnant? Only a few will be saved. My voice, my children, and the voice of many from heaven have cried out to warn you, to prepare you, for you hold the balance for your own destruction or salvation. Your country and many countries throughout the world now are in darkness of spirit. Your medias of communication are controlled. Can you find the truth among atheists? The truth, my children, you'll have to carry in your heart. Shall my son come back and find even a small light of faith left upon your earth? My son left you a legacy of faith. He gave you very clearly the plan for your redemption. It was written down in clear, precise language for all to know. And what have you done? But you have darkened the pages of your Bible. You have rewritten them so that you would gain. And gain what but damnation? You are rewriting the book of life to satisfy the basic foul carnal natures of mankind. The road to the eternal kingdom is a narrow road. Many have left it now and are wandering farther into darkness. of you who have scattered the flocks your recovery can be a simple measure. We may balance the scale by turning back and accepting the simple way of life and the truth as has been given to you. You must not innovate and use all manner of modernism which has been created by Satan. Many who wear the red hat are misleading the purple hat.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You deride, laugh, and mock.
Hail Mary.
My words? And why? Because you reject the light and the truth.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
My children, my little humble children, I appeal to you as your mother. Go forward on foot. Knock on the doors. Bring the light to your brothers and sisters. For those who have been given great grace, much is expected of them.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
There will be established in the United States a center. There must be a home for the priests who has left their mission. They must not return to the world. As in the days of Sodom, as in the days of Noah, my children, history repeats itself. You have learned nothing from the past, for you rebuild your future on sin to the point, my children, where you have eliminated a future. I hear words of mockery and derision. I hear words of my children who do not wish to accept the message from heaven. And why? Because they have hardened their hearts and closed their ears. And why? Because they love their sin. Many will sell their souls to get to the head. And what does it gain you? For one day you must come across the veil and be judged. Do not fall into the error that is fast going throughout your world, that there is no judgment, that there is no hell or a purgatory. My children, you are being deluded. There is a hell and there is a purgatory, and there is the eternal kingdom of God your Father. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many spend long years being purged.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Oh, my children, many cures of spirit, many cures of body have been given and have passed by unnoticed by those who would have the most influence to do good. Pray, my children, for your bishops. They do not understand nor believe. They have become ensnared by Satan. They have risen high above your world in knowledge, so high that they have tried to transcend into the mysteries of heaven and have found hell.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Scientists and men of knowledge, ever seeking but never coming to the truth. My children, many warnings have been given and are being given to mankind. And many more shall be given. The evil in your world is accelerating. Know that all the forces of hell are loose now upon earth. The full reign of Mr. 666 is on. Again, my child, to the bishops in Rome. The message has been received by many. Now, my child, you will pray for them. The world, our children, have forgotten the value of prayer and suffering. In their human nature, they avoid prayer and suffering, but this is the fallen nature of mankind. Do not be deluded, my children, in thinking that the time will be given for you to make amends after you have accepted all the evils of the world. No, you do not know the day nor the hour. Therefore, can you take this chance of involving yourselves with the evils of the world? Will you have a chance to do penance and turn back in time? No, I say to you, many shall be taken from the world and be lost forever to us. Plan for your redemption, my children, is simple. It is a plan of prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. Live each day as if you were to leave it tomorrow.
Our Father,
there will be a great war. There will be a great chastisement. And of course, my children, there will be a warning, a great warning given to mankind. But how many shall recognize this also? Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Where are your sacramentals? Visit my son often. He is a prisoner in his tabernacle. Console him in his sorrow, for he has received many thrusts to his heart. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from her belt, a beautiful white rosary with the golden Our Fathers. The crucifix is a beautiful golden color, And as Our Lady's turning, it's glittering, and the white beads look almost like a pink. They're capturing all the colors of the rainbow, reflecting the light. Now, Our Lady is extending her cross out like this, the crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is going above her statue. She's smiling sadly, and she's looking down and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is going over to our right side, just above the first branch of the trees. She's looking down now and extending her crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you and sends among you the Spirit of life. Sit back, my child, now. My son will soon discourse with you. The sky above Our Lady's statue in the trees is becoming a very shadowy, deep, misty-looking pink. Now the cast that looked very misty is like a smoke that's blowing away from the center of the light now that's piercing right through, making a cascade of light. Our Lady called them once graces, the shimmers of thousands of little slivers of glass, it appears to be. But Our Lady called them graces many years ago. Graces are being given, oh, and they're from the hands of Jesus, coming through now the light. Jesus is standing almost directly over Our Lady's statue. He's barefooted. I can see under his gown, his feet. And he has on a cream-colored gown. It's almost yellow. It's very deep, the color. And he has a belt about his waist. It looks like a cord, almost like a skin type of, I don't know the material, but it does look like a cord, a skin-like cord. Jesus has on his cloak. It's a burgundy color, and it casts out a very pink glow from his cloak up towards his face, and it makes his hair look almost a reddish brown. But I know now that Jesus' hair is a brown, not dark, but a medium brown. Now Jesus is placing his hand, his right finger, to his lips. That means to listen. From your slumber, we have asked our pastor to put into action the direction given by my mother to recover my sheep. Instead, my mother has them received with doubt, laxity, apathy, and an absolute rejection by many. How many voice boxes must we send among you to awaken you before it is too late? You are blind, my pastor. You permit untold evil to ravage my house. How long do you think I will permit you to mislead and destroy the souls entrusted to you? I want an end to the experimentation in my house. I want an end my house is becoming fat, a den of thieves. My house has become a showplace for demons. My house must be cleansed from within. You polish the cup and the dirt lies within. I accept as your God your rejection, but I will not accept the rejection of my mother. You shall not cover her with filth, filth in your printed periodicals. You shall not desecrate her name with lies. There shall be a war in my house. Bishop against bishop, and cardinal against cardinal. And why? Because you have allowed Satan to play chess with you. You shall not be unevenly yoked. We'll have you in common with the darkness. Are you strong enough, my pastor, to pierce that darkness now? No, I say to you, for many of you have extinguished the light. The gate of hell shall not prevail against my house. When I come, shall I find even a small flicker of faith burning in your heart? You who have given yourself to all manner of malady, you who have sold yourself to such a head, you honor. And you have destroyed your soul. But sadly, not only your own destruction, but you are taking many others with you. You say in your periodical that the voice boxes are sending out seeds of fear. It is not a dear crusade we give to you, but fact of what is to take place upon your earth. As in the past, rejection has been the start of a fallen man. Sin has become a way of life with many. You live in a delusion. If you believe that you can ascend the eternal Father and then gain eternal life in the kingdom. No, I say to you, many are called, but few are chosen. Ask and you shall receive. Believe and you will be given the way. But you must merit the kingdom. Your birthright was a start, but you must make your way to the kingdom. Others may gain these graces for you by prayer and acts of sacrifice. But you will accept or reject the king. My children, a great crisis will soon be upon eternal city in Rome. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your vicar. All manner of evil is being planned against him. My mother can direct you in the days ahead. You cannot depend on your human judgment, for it can be clouded by Satan. Man has given himself to the world, seeking all of the pleasures and material things of his world, and man has lost his spirit, his soul. In your present age, the number of souls falling fast into hell accelerates. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth set upon the earth. Be ye warned that sin will dry up and blow up the bones as if it had never been. Houses will blow in the wind. Eyes will see and still not believe. Satan has poisoned many minds. My children, could I come among you and deceive you by bringing you a message of faith, perseverance without faith? For if you have but a small measure of faith, it will grow. Do not extinguish your faith. Do not accept the workings of Satan. You have been given the truth. Do not tarnish it by listening to man. Man who has given himself to Satan. My mother has directed you well in explaining the signs of your time. Read back on these directions, my children, for soon her words will be few. You will keep these directions in your heart and remember them. Bring them to mind often, for you have been given in pages the directions for what is to come upon mankind. I left with you the bread of life. I gave myself to you. I am always among you in the tabernacle of your world. No man shall enter the kingdom unless he eats of the bread of life. Your children are the true victims. Gather them close to your hands and your hearts, friends, for there shall be tears of great sorrow among many. Prepare your children for their lifetime eternal. Do not surrender their souls to Satan. There is now a battle upon earth, the battle spoken of by your prophet in days gone by. You are living those days now. Many saints shall rise from this battle. Many shall be martyred, but then peace shall be restored to mankind. This peace promised by my mother has now been set ahead, for man did not listen then, as he is not listening now. And you must then,
accept the chastisement as deemed necessary to mankind by the Eternal Father. You must all keep a constant vigilance of prayer throughout your country and the world. The few who have been gifted with grace must carry a heavy cross. Accept your cross, my children, with perseverance and confidence. The final victory is with heaven. This shall comfort you in the days ahead, the knowledge that you shall be victorious with my mother. Now Jesus is rising high above the first tree on the right side of Our Lady statue, and he's now placing his robe over his left arm, and he's extending his hand out like this, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. It's very windy. Now Jesus is coming across the sky. He's gliding, and the wind is carrying his robe behind him. And over on or above the first tree, Michael is coming out. It's like he has stepped almost from out of a deep mist. And Michael has on a long white gown, and he's carrying the golden balance in his right hand, and he's coming up now behind, just behind Jesus, and now Jesus is turning forward, he's directly over Our Lady's statue, and he's making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over to the left, our left side, and he's looking down now, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you, and we send the Spirit among you. Now Jesus is going over, directly above Our Lady's statue, and he's pointing up now to the sky, with his right hand, and he's moving his finger. Oh dear. And he's writing C-O-M-M-U-N-I-S-M. Communism. C-A-E-V. Mankind. Communism, the scourge of mankind. Now it's going very dark. The words are like evaporating, blowing away in the wind. And Jesus now is rising over to Michael, and Michael is now placing the balance in front of him. It's suspended in the air, and he's holding in his hand a bit of staff, and they hook staff, closer, and oh dear. Now there's a smoke curling all around the closure. Oh, the bishop's staff. Oh, dear. The serpent. Jesus said the serpent is now curled about the closure. Continue now, my child, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. You will pray much for your vicar, who is under great attack from those who are close to him. The forces, the red forces, have entered upon Rome. Pray a constant vigilance. The power of prayer is great. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.